I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vandy, or certainly Murray State or Arkansas State, they're going to be watching this game. And I think we're all expecting them to really light up this Notre Dame team, because this is a game where, quite honestly, the best games that Georgia has had, I feel like, in the last few years on the big stage have been, they've gone toe-to-toe with Alabama, probably right. Outside of Clemson, better than anybody else has. Now, they hadn't won those, but they've been impressive in how they've matched up with them. You know, short of when they go to LSU, they got you know, smashed, and they've had a couple of clunkers along the way. But I think this is a chance for them to go up against a team that has some credibility and show them that they're not only going to out-athlete them, but I think this is also a chance where you have a new offensive coordinator. You know, it's not just Kirby Smart. You have some changes on the staff to show them what the identity of this group is, because I feel like right now, we haven't really seen them yet. Now we're going to see it, and we want to see who are these young stars that we've heard about in recruiting, who's ready to come up and step up on a big stage.
And that's a great point. An outside and inside linebacker, Bruce, they got some real fire breathers. And the other thing, I know we look at Alabama's wide receiver core. Georgia added to guys like George Pickens out of Auburn. They stole him from Auburn. It looks like he could be the next A.J. Green for Georgia. So they've got the studs. And as you said, I don't know if Notre Dame can match up, especially in the trenches. Georgia's offensive line is massive this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I've heard tons of good things from the NFL people I know about that group. They're not just big, they're very talented. And look, one of my favorite players in college football to watch is DeAndre Swift. I mean, he is the stickiest foot in the ground, and everybody's head starts spinning. I mean, he's fun to watch. I think that this is going to be such a test for Notre Dame to stay in this game and to try to make it a fourth quarter game. Because I feel like what you have with Notre Dame, especially the way they've played in some of these high-profile games, you go back to when they played with Manti Te'o, and when C.J. Mosley was turned out to be the best linebacker on the field, and they got embarrassed by Alabama in the national title game. Certainly Clemson whooped them last year in the playoff. Even when they went to Miami and everybody thought they would win that game, and Miami just jumped all over and blew them out of the building. It's not to say they haven't won any big games. They've beaten some good teams.
Right.
But I think the feeling is when they go up against somebody who has win a playoff game kind of talent, and that's what Georgia certainly has, you know, can you be competitive? Can you hang with them for four quarters? They did the last time they met, but now it's here. It's in a hostile environment. I think this is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and we'll see if not only Notre Dame can win it, but if they can even just stay in the game, because they have struggled to do that when they've gone up against this level of talent.
Bruce, I couldn't agree more. You know what Shaq says about those things?
Bum. Bum.
And I don't know if Notre Dame will show up or not again. I agree. It's the level and the expectation of the game in those big moments. I agree. Hey, man, let me ask you this. If you could take a stab at it right now, because I got friends around the country, as you do, going, hey, don't sleep on Washington State. Oregon's better than what you saw against Auburn. You're going, the Pac-12, they're not getting in the playoff, are they?
You know, our crew has a good game on Friday night. It looked like it was going to be a lot bigger matchup until USC lost to BYU. But USC is going to host Utah. Utah, this is the best D-line Kyle Whittingham's ever had there. He's got a lot of speed in the secondary. And Zach Moss is one of the best running backs in the country. Utah, to me, is the one team that I think has a shot to make the playoff. Now, they need to run the table. And they got to win this game, which most people think they should do. And then they got to go to Washington later in the year, and they probably would have to play Washington or Oregon. I don't think Washington State or Cal, even though they're undefeated, are going to be there at the end. Short of that, short of an undefeated Pac-12 team, I just don't think it's very plausible that a one-loss 12-1 Pac-12 title team is going to make it. I really don't, just because Oregon, who had a chance, they lost against Auburn. It was obviously a close game, but they lost that game. I mean, is Auburn going to prove to be the second best team in the Pac in the SEC, or the they may prove to be the fourth or fifth or sixth best team in the conference? And losing that, I just don't think when you're a conference that already doesn't get much benefit of the doubt,
right,
it really hurts your cause. So they, it, to me, it feels, and I know it's only mid-September, but it feels like Utah are busted right now for if you're the Pac-12.
Hey, Bruce, got about 30 seconds left. Just real quick, Michigan, we love to poop on Harbaugh down here. There was so much hype about him stealing from the South recruiting-wise, and he still has to beat Ohio State. They go to Camp Randall this weekend. What about Michigan this season?
Big game. Big game for Jim Harbaugh. Big game for Josh Gattis, the new offensive coordinator and play caller there. They Shea Patterson has not looked very good in this new system. He's struggled a little bit. If they had a week off, they can tighten their game up. I think this is a chance to either get people really excited about what's going on at Michigan, or it could be a panic button moment if they lose, because the schedule gets pretty hard after this game. And this is a good Wisconsin team, but they are a little banged up. The Badgers are banged up. I think Michigan can win this game, but they need Shea Patterson to play a lot better than he has so far this season.
Bruce, thanks for jumping on with us again, guys. Follow him, Fox Sports, FS1, The Athletic. He's all over the place covering college football, and a great article today on Oklahoma. Go check that out. Thanks again, Bruce.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Quick reminder, you can join us, Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs, Wednesday, September 25th, 4 to 7 p.m. Guys, go register. You have to register and then decide, hey, that's the team I want to ride with. Maybe it's freaking Hugh. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's the Midday guys. Pick your squad. We only want the best bowlers. And then go register and be a part of our Rock and Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament.
Can you be as good as Craig, our engineer? He's got three balls.
Huh?
What?
Coming up next hour, we will talk to Darren Eels. What happened against Columbus? And how do we turn the page against FC Cincinnati tomorrow night? 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kick here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Bruce Feldman said some interesting things, and we'll get to the dog report coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk plenty about the dogs and more about college football. But I think if you're a fringe fan or you're a dog fan that follows a team but maybe not as closely as others, this is the game that you watch. And I think from the around the country standpoint, you know, whether you're in Texas, New Mexico, California, it's such a marquee brand in Notre Dame that these are the games you pay attention to. And this is what I was saying yesterday when I said that this is the kind of game that can elevate you, even if Notre Dame isn't any good. And what I mean by that is, what if they lose to Georgia and run the table the rest of the way? It's still a great win for Georgia from a national perspective just because of the brand of Notre Dame, even if Georgia blows them out of the water. And if they do that, then it's even going to elevate Georgia even more.
I mean, we all know that Georgia, in our mind, Georgia's, you know, going to be one of these teams that certainly is going to have a chance to be in the Final Four. You got to knock out Alabama one of these days in the SEC Championship. Maybe LSU will do the job, and then you got to take on an LSU team that you lost to last year in Baton Rouge. Either way, we know what's ahead of us in the SEC. But I do think it's kind of cool that when you hear a guy like Bruce Feldman, who's got juice around the country, I know that Georgia fans always love and kicking Dan Wolkin, who spends time here in Atlanta whenever he takes a shot at the dogs of the SEC. But here's a national guy saying Notre Dame's going to have a problem. Here's a guy saying, if you're not following Georgia, then you're missing out. Everybody's in love with Clemson. Everybody knows the brand of Alabama. Now Oklahoma obviously is getting the love. And, of course, Ohio State is always the perennial. But now you're going to see, to your point, Carl, in a national TV audience, wouldn't that be something if you just don't beat Notre Dame? Now, again, I think old-school dog fans will say, easy, let's just get the W in advance. It's still Notre Dame.
Team's
but
good.
I'm telling you,
team's
if you
good.
Watch Notre Dame, they don't have the athletes to handle Georgia's run game. They just don't.
Yeah. I also think, again, that this – this fear I always get from our city and fans around our city, and I understand it, mm-hmm. but when your team's good, your team's good. Georgia's good. It's okay as a dog fan to be like, damn, we're really good right now. It's all right. You've been in the mix and this damn close to winning it the last few years. That's not by coincidence. That's through recruiting, putting the right guys in the right spot, having the right quarterback choice. We've seen that. There's no reason to be fearful going in this game at home about Notre Dame or any game for that matter. The Dogs are really good. Now, are they the best team in the country? They'll get a chance to prove that. The last few years, they've come up short. But there's no reason to be fretting about, oh, you know what, this is not going to – we're going to blow this somehow. There's no reason to think that way. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Craig behind the glass, our engineer today. Bo Morgan producing the show. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Let's start with our Braves, who are back in action. You know what the magic number is?
Three.
Three! That means they could wrap things up as soon as Thursday, maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be at Murph's, by the way, on Thursday. So if you want to come on down and with a little help, yeah, man, we could be right there. And you could be there to watch them run on the field and pop some champagne. Well, you can't get in the clubhouse, but you'll see it on the big screen. Wouldn't that be something to be a part of at SunTrust?
It is always cool. I think, you know, you would take these division titles for granted. I get it. We ran all 14 straight. Nobody's ever done that. But when you win one, to be involved at it, in it, should I say, at home, is always special. You hope that you celebrate an NL, you know, DS championship and maybe an NLCS championship, but you just don't know.
Right, well, the injuries have bitten the Braves. Other teams have had to deal with it. Dodgers have had their little slew of injuries the last month or so. So everybody's got to ride that out, and we hate to lose Charlie Culberson. We talked a lot about that yesterday. I think it was Falcon Victory Monday, so yeah, it kind of sinks in. You lose a great bat off the bench, a guy that can plug in anywhere in the, you know, playing a position in the field, and Charlie Culberson, so that hurts. Tonight, by the way, Vince Velasquez going against Dallas Keuchel, and as we said, Carl, with the magic number 3, I mean, you've handled your business. We were worried about that road trip going up to Washington, Philly. Now we get these guys again. But certainly, you like your chances. Freddie, we avoided that. That would have been, I mean, that when he went down the other day, was it Friday night, Bo, when he went down on the first base trying to field the grounder? I was like, that's the last thing you would have needed. But luckily, he's okay. You're going to have your dings here and there. Now we're just trying to stabilize what the rotation is going to look like. You and I have a couple of guys in mind. And you know what? I've come to trust Luke Jackson in the rotation. Okay. I mean, sorry, coming out of the bullpen, I should say.
Okay. Faulty pitched well the other night. I'm on board with him simply because his slider that wasn't working is, and he's giving you what they're asking him, which is, you know, quality 6 innings. He's giving you quality starts. Dallas Keuchel, by the way, was talking about this Braves team. And, you know, you got to have talent, obviously, but you also have that other thing, which is this team plays the way you should.
We got a really, really good team, and it's kind of filled with guys who work and try to hone their craft. So it's just a joy to be around, and a lot of the younger guys get it too. So you got Freddie Franchise, who's leading the charge. So, I mean, that just says all you need. Guy's an MVP machine.
Now, about the pitching, Carl, 2 weeks ago, Max Fried, masterful. We talked about how great he looked. He'd been having trouble in the late innings, but he pitched 7 strong innings against the Nats. Problem is, he's given up 10 earned runs his last 2 starts against the Phillies and again against the Nationals, losing 7-0 the other day. You worried about Max Fried?
No. And I know it's easy to look at those numbers and say we should be, especially with 2.5 weeks before things get really serious, but I'm not. He's been so good and consistent. And I think, Mike, you know, we're to a point now where I'm not telling you, you know, he's working on certain things or they're resting him or any of that kind of stuff. I just think he struggled a little bit. But let's hope that's the case, because he is in my top 3 rotation list
right, of
guys that I'm going to roll out there.
I'm just Keuchel saying,
Soroka.
Just because he's never pitched this many innings before, and they've done a great job of the load management. We've laughed at it, but they put him in a position to be ready to go. It's just a question, because these are 2 really good lineups that, again, success one day, but got lit up the last 2 starts. So I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but I'm hoping whatever he's got to do, if it's something mechanical or something he wasn't doing, then they figure that out.
All right, man, tonight, Keuchel, it'll be the Braves. And, again, let's just get this thing wrapped up. That's really what I want to do now. I want to clinch as soon as possible. They could do that as early as Wednesday, and then we're talking about the playoffs, and we already are. We know that. This is just a formality. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football last night. How much of it did you watch?
Well, I had a couple guys. I had Le'Veon Bell in one of my leagues, and I had the Browns defense, and it was tough. I mean, we knew that you know, it was going to be ugly with Trevor Siemian starting. They roll his knee back like, oh, I mean, it looked awful. Like a hinge going the other way. And so he comes out, and then Folk comes in. And it was just, you just knew it was going to be an ugly game. Odell Beckham makes another circus catch on the sideline. But being Odell Beckham, he's got too much tint on his windscreen. So they got to go there and squeeze. They got to take the visor out, squeeze another one in there. Because being Odell, of course, he's going to have some drama attached to anything the man does.
Yeah, I've seen guys, though, with tinted visors. And I thought, Bo, that you could wear tinted visors again in the NFL.
I think much like your automobile, Carl, there is an extent of how far the tint can go. And this one kind of looked like, it was like the multicolored Oakley kind of thing, which looks, refracts the light. So they said, no, that's a no-go.
He made that catch, by the way, with that thing on, which was crazy.
Right.
That one-handed catch. And then it came over to the sidelines. But, yeah, so you're telling me I can't have the 5% tint.
So he had his watch off, but he had extra tint on. So I just like to see this guy get through one game without being a sideshow. But, hey, the catch was unbelievable. He definitely wanted to make a statement, certainly against the Jets and the former D.C. from the Browns and yada, yada. But it was ugly, man. And, by the way, does the Browns' offense pass the eye test? Because
no.
Baker Mayfield still makes bad throws.
No. 23-3 was the final score. I'm still not convinced. He went 19-35. He did throw for 300 yards. But no, still making some indecisive things and decisions there. Hey, we're going to talk plenty more about what's going on around the National Football League in our NFL Blitz segment. Who's demanding a trade? Who got traded? It's all on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.